Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 125 of the Guardian Hub podcast. Hey, that's a pretty good number, right? 125 for the new season, season 15. There's a 1 and a 5 in there. anyways, where we talk destiny and love of the game. How are you guys doing tonight? We have Sin Media with us, and we have Des Raven. We're all here at the beginning.
Right.
Finally. You almost sounded like it was your first podcast with that intro. We got a 1 and a 5 in there for 15, episode 125. You sounded giddier than a schoolgirl. I like it.
Well, I am excited for, we have a new season of Destiny to talk about. And whoever might be in the live chat, feel free and give your impressions of the season so far. Because we want to know what you think also. But I'm guessing we like it enough, right? Okay, podcast done.
Thanks for coming. It's been fantastic. We'll see you next week.
All right. No, seriously, though, we'll get started. Des, what have you been up to? Sin and I got the show started late, unfortunately, tonight, so you were having to wait around for us, but hopefully you've been in the game some this week.
Yeah, definitely. And also, for those who know, he says late, he means an hour and a half late.
For sure.
Okay. Because Vault is weird right now. For our raid groups to run. But no, I've definitely been playing Destiny. Made a Vault run. So I've been through that nightmare. I think our run took an hour and a half.
Is that Tuesday night?
Yeah.
See, I think it took close to 2 hours. I know we could have gone a lot quicker.
Yeah, it took us close to 2 hours, I believe. Because we had the getting stuck at the vault opening.
No, that didn't take any time at all. All y'all wanted to way backtrack to the chest. That took like 20 minutes. And then, okay, listeners, here's the true story. Sorry to cut you off, Des.
No, you're good.
Since we got stuck at the gate. No, I went right through. I pulled everyone. I'd say if we had to add up how much time people were, and it wasn't just Sin, but like people like getting the weapon loaded out. It's like, oh, this isn't working. Let's try a new one. You know, I get it. It's fun. We're trying new things for the season, but we had a lot of just waiting of changing weapons. And a lot of death. And
that's fair. Again, because it's a new season. You got to figure out like what weapon is going to pair with what mob for what situation all over again. And I think we kind of forget that at the end of a season, you know, because it becomes so mechanical that we just know what we're going to use with what mod. And when all of that gets, you know,
uprooted,
musical chaired, whatever. Like at the start of a new season, like it can be its own little like struggle. But yeah, like we had a bunch of surprises for the season reveal and the season start. Like I said, I got a raid in Tuesday. Tried some crazy stuff in the Prophecy Dungeon Wednesday, and finally got to fulfill like the minimum of a 4-year like pipe dream, and got to play some Gambit with Lazarus thanks to crossplay. So yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is just, they dropped this on us. At first, we weren't sure it was going to be coming sometime in season 15. We assumed early on, and then all of a sudden, crossplay coming out today.
Right. That's probably the biggest shock out of everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
And they showed Savathun would look like a ghost. But crossplay today, what the crap?
Yeah. Everyone can play with everyone now. And it has been working pretty well.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for the voice chat.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Okay, we can get into that, but that's not a Destiny problem.
No, definitely not. Yeah, it's definitely not.
Well, I mean, yeah. But no, everything's working real well. And again, we played like 2 hours of Gambit, I believe. pretty solid. Gotta say, the rep gains for the season, I love how they work. I think I made it to, in that couple hour time frame, like I had not played Gambit before the day before. But I think I made it to rank 7. So I think that's heroic 1 or 2, which is a little nuts.
Yeah, I think I saw you guys in there for quite a while. It's kind of nice seeing the Discord audio group ups, and then you can see how long people are playing because it's like right there.
Matchmaking was never long. Like, you can definitely feel that benefit of crossplay already. Matchmaking never really even took like 30 seconds, maybe to 40, like rarely a minute, essentially, which is a vast improvement to matchmaking.
Nice.
Yeah. And my first, I did hop in, I think, with Sin on day one as a test. I think I was on PC and you were on PlayStation.
Yeah, right? I did PC day one.
Or I don't know what we did, but tonight was my first time hopping in a true crossplay experience. And I was playing on PC, Sin was playing on PC, and the rest of us were on PlayStation. You know, there's so many things with this chats that we can do, and I guess I kind of wanted to be accommodating, find out a way to also try to jump into PlayStation chat, because I have a PlayStation also, even though I prefer to play on PC now. And I found out and showed Sin too that, you know, a lot of people know about this already, but the remote play thing that you can do with PlayStation, it works well for the chat also. So even though you get the full screen on your PC of your PlayStation, you just join the audio chat through there, minimize it, and then you have audio chat through there, and then you can still have game audio, and it mixes all together into one, which is really nice.
Yeah.
Except
when Sin it timed and I, out on you.
We timed out twice in the raid. And it was funny too, right? It was like Sin left, and then I left like literally like 5 or 10 seconds after him. I mean, we're still, you know, moving around because it was just an audio chat. And then, of course, it happens again. What is it? Probably about every hour or so, right? That must be what the timeout is for.
Something like that. It is kind of annoying because it's the last time was during, he went dead and it was during callouts.
Yeah.
For so,
and then Sin left again and then I left again. And so lesson to be learned there is if you're going to be doing remote play and not actively moving and playing around on your PlayStation, be sure to set your timeout, you know, your sleep timer, whatever they call it.
Oh, standby mode. Yeah.
Standby mode.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's what it was. So,
yeah,
potentially. Yeah, if you're, probably.
Oh, yeah, because my PlayStation was actually off. I don't know about yours, Sin, but when I tried to reconnect again, I heard the little beep and it turned back on.
Yeah, same with mine. You just reconnect and it beeps back on.
Yeah, that is your automatic, sleep standby thing timer.
Yeah, but Discord would be definitely a little bit better in that regard. You don't have to worry about it timing out.
Yeah, I still want to promote Discord to people that aren't sure or haven't set it up yet or skeptical for any reason. Discord has really good audio quality. There's good noise gain features. It's really easy for everyone to join up right there. And what else, Sin? I mean, if you want to stream, of course you can't stream from PlayStation yet, but they will be adding the Discord app later on.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the noise gate and the quality alone, I think, is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be interesting. Definitely can't. Like, we do have a few people, like, within the groups and clan that are, when we are cross-playing, they will use a secondary device, tablet, phone, whatever. With a wired headset or earpiece of some kind, and having their like headphones over those, so that is a like methodology to be aware of.
I'm pretty sure Kingsley told me that was ghetto earlier.
It is, but hey, whatever works.
And I said, no, it's West Virginia. It's like us putting duct tape on something.
I didn't understand why you were doing that, Sin, or were you just seeing other people were doing that? Because you have a mixer anyways, right?
I have a mixer, so me doing it, like I can do it. I can have my PlayStation on and just run it through the mixer, but I still have the issue of it falling asleep. So that, you know, and I started using the remote play tonight as a hopes it would keep it awake during the inactivity times.
Yeah.
But I was wrong.
Nope. So yeah, power of power saving mode.
Now we did turn off the home screen music because that can get quite annoying as well.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think to avoid that, I think if you just leave yourself on the party screen, I don't think the home screen music comes through.
Nope. Oh, well, that I don't know. I turned it off.
I mean, I'm pretty sure, but you know, as a person that actually knows things about consoles rather than being a poser. I'm sorry, what? Just a few tips and tricks though. So if you don't have a laptop or whatever, Discord on your phone isn't awful. I mean, after all, it's how I record. It's got some kinks, it's got some issues, but they actually shouldn't pop up if you're just using Discord for a party chat, to be honest. So,
yeah.
Good deal. Yeah. Good deal, I feel.
All right, so crossplay. Should we get into our impressions of the season so far? The storyline, the activities, the seemingly a fair amount of stuff to do week to week. My feeling, and I'm sure this is obvious to you all too, but even more than ever, we've been saying, you know, yeah, you come back week to week, but I feel like some of these other seasons there's been big times where there wasn't anything. There may be like that again, but I feel like if you're reading the cards right and look at the triumphs and how everything is, we should have at least a 7 to 14 week period of just something going on every week in the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be pretty crazy because, again, like, just with everything, well, we'll get into that a bit later, but I will say initially, I've sadly only played the seasonal activity once. And that was for the quest to get the thing.
Yeah, where it introduces you, it makes you do it, yeah.
But, to backtrack a little bit, hilariously, I didn't plan on it, like, at all. Because I'm the type of person that, you know, I understand server instability, so I don't try and play day one.
Mm-hmm.
But I ended up being really sick Tuesday.
Oh, like legit. You're not saying quotes?
Legitimately, okay. Yeah.
You're like sick with quotes.
Yeah, no. But I say it like that because a lot of people go, oh, sure, sick. But no, I wasn't feeling good Monday. I kept telling people if I had like personal time to take, I would have taken that day off. And Tuesday, I said, screw it. I still don't feel good. I'm taking this day.
Yeah.
They can point me. I just need a day to recover.
Yeah.
Wednesday I was feeling dramatically better, but it was just a bug that had been passed around. But anywho, so I ended up being off on Tuesday. And I will actually give a huge congratulations to Bungie on this release. Because I mean, because of PS4 copying issues, I was playing like an hour after the update dropped. An hour and 10 minutes to be exact. But even then, like, because I pretty much hopped in as soon as it was all done, and I had a lot of contacting Destiny servers messages, but nothing that actually affected the gameplay except for one like connection hiccup where enemies didn't take damage for a hot second and then kind of glitched for a second. But like I said, that only happened once, and I played for a couple hours, I think, rafter dropped, ended up taking a nap, and then doing the raid that evening. And yeah, I didn't see the stereotypical server issues that day. And that's huge in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's like maybe Bungie's actually starting to make progress on update day. I mean, and that's a big thing.
Yeah, I want to say it's been much better this time around than in the past. I remember hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good comparison to the last couple. I mean, I always feel like people are a little extreme. You could get on at some point on day one, but yeah, you don't want to be taking the day off and then counting on being on for a good period. That's what you shouldn't be doing. I agree with that too. But you know, I always try because my schedule is somewhat flexible. I've kind of built in, not just for Destiny reasons, but like having Tuesday is a work at home day and then Friday. And then, you know, my days where I go out if I have to or other days. And so it lines up well with Destiny when Destiny stuff's happening. And so, yeah, I would never expected it to be as good as it was. And queue time, I think I hopped in right at the beginning because I had a fast PC update. And I think I had to wait like 10-15 minutes in the queue. It wasn't bad. And of course, I'm reading on Twitter, a couple of people saying, here go the queues again. But it actually was pretty good, pretty impressive for Bungie.
It was really good. It was really good. Also, speaking of really good, they completely, not really a spoiler alert. And like I told my wife, I was expecting to bite my tongue on this aspect for weeks. But yeah, like, second cutscene in the middle of the first mission. Osiris was Sabathun.
Yep.
I'm just like, what? And here's the thing, because the leak information, which is scarily accurate on a lot, that's the one thing they got wrong.
Oh, what did they say? I thought they mentioned that too. I thought everyone knew.
No, they mentioned it. Mm-hmm. But they said that it would take time to reveal that something was controlling Osiris.
I do remember some wording like that, yeah.
Yeah. So that's like, I mean, but to be fair, pretty much everything else they call us come to pass. in hindsight, dear listeners, if you see information on that has anything to do with a notepad or paste bin leak, avoid it. If you want to stay surprised, avoid it to your best ability. Because again, so
surprisingly
far,
accurate.
Yeah,
they called a lot. The reveal day was a good day for that leak, because almost everything they spilled, from Witch Queen details to Season of the Lost details to surprise Bungie 30th anniversary stuff, all got called.
We could talk about that now too, because I don't know if it was just Tassie, but he wrote an article saying like he was getting some information, or other people were saying that they weren't going to be announcing a 30th anniversary thing. Maybe it was getting pushed back or whatever. But then sure enough, that got announced also.
Surprise.
In the reveal. Not exactly the same way, but it doesn't mean they can't still add some of those aspects. Or again, like we all know, this could have been the plan. It was such a long time ago, and the development changed where, you know, they can't fit everything in. But
like another thing we can actually talk about, because the TWAB did confirm this, one thing that did get leaked was the fact that potentially Season of the Lost and maybe Witch Queen, either or, was going to introduce a new Dark subclass. Which, again, was probably the initial plan. But as the TWAB tells us, instead that they're taking the entire year after Witch Queen releases to rework the Light subclasses into what they call Subclass 3.0, which is how stasis works now.
Mm-hmm.
Which we'll get into that a little bit later too. But
oh my gosh, so much to talk about. Yeah,
it kind of, yeah. So yeah, that is another thing. Again, it was probably the initial plan, but again, from the time that that document was apparently made, which was apparent was way before Beyond Light. Plans changed. So just because it's in there doesn't mean it's going to come to pass, but a lot of the other stuff. But again, just to be safe, avoid it.
Yeah. So a couple other things we know for sure. They didn't put up a calendar, but they did tell us the date of the season ending, February 22nd. So we now know that is the release date of the new, you know, Witch Queen.
The Witch Queen.
Yep. And so, you know, it seems like obviously we knew it was going to be a longer season, but it's kind of neat because approximately halfway through, when this whole main part of the season could be maybe wrapping up isn't the right word. Maybe they'll push stuff to the back end too, but you know, we'll have a big group of stuff to do at the beginning. And then come December, we are getting the 30th anniversary.
Yep.
Pack. What do we call it? DLC? I don't know. Add on.
I guess kind of
expansion. Like,
I know the leak and like, I guess in development, they were calling it like a mini season, essentially like a 0.5 edition. Potentially. Yeah.
That's what I was calling it too. 15.5.
Exactly. Exactly. And it really does sound like it because again, like for anyone that didn't watch the reveal, I mean, it's a brand, they're introducing like a 6-man activity with it. They're introducing armor sets with it, all kinds of stuff with it. So it's practically going to be a micro season in between, like within this season.
Yes. So, and it's going to have a free part and a paid part. I think the activity is free. I don't know all the details. And then is the dungeon paid, part of the paid part, I think?
I think the Loot Cave dungeon is on the paid track, or is on the paid stuff. I mean,
obviously I'm going to be buying it, but it's fun.
But, I don't think there's any down their minds that we're going to be buying it.
A little weapon's coming back.
A little one?
Well, you know, one that people have talked about for a very long time. Is it going to come into D2?
Oh, yeah. A little weapon. Yeah, okay.
Just a little weapon no one cares about, right?
An era-defining, an LFG-defining, like, piece of equipment. Little.
Sure. The Gjallarhorn.
Indeed.
Yes.
Which was another part of the leak I thought was complete and utter nonsense.
Me too.
But guess what? Here it is.
Oh
God. It's funny. It's funny though. But yeah, so a lot of stuff like this is definitely not. And isn't it hilarious though that this 30th and like Bungie's 30th anniversary just happens to fall on the 7th anniversary of Destiny, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, this is like, I know we're in year 7, but yeah, that is the 7th anniversary of Destiny, like, coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little insane how well everything just lined up for this to happen. But yeah, it's definitely not going to feel like Arrivals. I don't think.
I don't think either. There's also, if you look at the Triumphs that are already out, it looks like the season of the Festival of the Lost could be quite a bit different this year. We won't spoil this in case you don't want to look at the Triumphs yet, but if you are interested, look at the Triumphs, and it can kind of give a hint to what might be going on instead for this Festival of the Lost.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just excited at the prospect of new stuff, to be honest. Good or bad, it's going to be different at least.
Yeah.
Which is always cool. I mean, I always expect same because seasonal stuff is free. So that's where I kind of expect the low effort stuff. But hey, if they want to give us effort, I'm all for it.
Nah, we don't want effort.
I mean, you know, if you have something, I mean, it's at least grindable for the first week of.
Mm-hmm.
The event, at least. and then you're just kind of waiting for it all to be over. But, you know, the first week, it's good and doable.
Oh, man.
Okay, so I do want to talk about these. So we, you know, we have our story mission. We all have hopped into that and seen, you know, as always, they do excellent with their cutscene, their, you know, their little movie that they put together.
Yeah, snippets. So, and the voice actress for Savathun.
Yeah, it's not what I would have guessed. And like for a second, what do you think of it, Diz? Do you like it? It sounds like you do.
I was a little skeptical of it, but then I found out who the voice actress was. Deborah something? Wilson? Deborah Wilson? That sounds familiar. That sounds right. Who was a former comedian on Bad TV for like 7 seasons. So, I like her. I don't know, it's going to be interesting because I actually think they're going to pull off a creepy Savathun better with a normal voice, you know?
Yeah, here's the thing. I was kind of feeling the same way, where at first I was a little skeptical. I'm like, this voice sounds almost too normal and nice, but hey, we are also in a part of the storyline. This isn't a spoiler, where we're already potentially getting majorly tricked by her. So is it always easier to get tricked by a voice, or is it easier to get tricked by a nice voice? It may be easier to get tricked by a nice voice.
All right, so it can all make sense. And again, like, still knowing what she's capable of, it's kind of creeping out that she just talks to you normally. Like, Oryx was menacing, and his legacy, like, you know, made his justified his menace and his growl and his voice. But yeah, I mean, she's, well, like I said, the saying goes, you catch more flies with honey.
Yeah. Oh, and what was it, the second scene or something where she like, let me tell you a different possibility or a different story. I forget the word she uses. It was just brilliant.
Or a different perspective of the truth or something like that. Like, oh. Like, they, I don't know, I definitely feel like they're still knocking the story out of the park, and it's twisting almost perfectly.
Yeah, so the new Matchmade seasonal event, it is really, really cool, but it's had a few bugs here and there, and they kind of semi-removed one part. I don't know how great it's going to be in the long run. All these activities, obviously, once you run them a few times, you're like, all right, been there, done that a million times. But that being said, I was still really impressed. I'm still impressed with it because, let's put it this way, I feel like this one, for having 6 people, is a much better difficulty than overrides were way too easy for 6 people. And this one, at least there's a little bit more of like vooping and stomping, and you have to break off from your group to run over there and get this and that. And you can get also, you know what I mean? You can get stasis applied upon you. So, I like that. That's my first thought. And then I like the mechanics where some combinations of, you know, things from the Last Wish raid where you have to pick up and deposit in plates and then, like, batteries, also almost like a Last Wish encounter where you have to pick up parts and it slows you and someone needs to run with you if you're doing it right so you can pick it up when it drops.
Oh, God, and I saw, like, immediately, like, because you talked about Wrath vibes, because the one time I played it, we got the batteries, and I was, of course, immediately getting Wrath vibes because people were sword pushing the battery holders. So, right. I mean, the old strats were still, like, coming through, and I couldn't help but think, it's like, you're D1 guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
But yeah, I love that, and now I completely forgot what else I was going to say. Bolt.
Well, I don't know what else about that. Sin, you have any thoughts about that seasonal activity? I told you also there's, like, parts that are, like, Wrath in it. Do you, I mean, obviously... not that much, but they haven't really, have they done that mechanic at all in D2? Kind of.
The closest thing is the Queen's Walk for Last Wish.
Yeah, that I would say that's the only closest thing you have to kind of like a relay race really, style thing. Like,
but you're not really slowing down.
Exactly. It's still not the same thing, but it's the closest thing I can think of.
Yeah.
I mean, this definitely mimics the Wrath with that movement, with the pieces movement on the ship.
Even the debuff being encumbered is the same.
Right. Didn't they use words like, the parts are heavy?
Like, what the crap?
Oh, I hope they hint at that being the next one to be brought back. Hopefully that's a hint at that, but it might just be reading too much into it.
I wish to, but...
I don't. I mean, yeah. I refuse to comment on that. Because there's still things I know too well because I read too far into. Oh god! Also, surprise! We did get. Speaking of the reveal, we got the surprise reveal of a DLC after Lightfall.
Oh yeah. Another year of Destiny. What it's
called now.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Jeez. Someone pull that up. Research assistant.
Where's the intern? The final shape. Thank you, Mo. There's that intern. You're hired. The final shape. Because I remember reading somewhere through, like, you know, sources in the industry say this. Because they mentioned before that Lightfall was going to be the conclusion of the Light and Darkness saga, Destiny. But again, I had read and heard from a couple things that Bungie actually kind of realized after they made that announcement that they needed one more, actually, to really finish the story. And then, sure enough, they announced the final shape. So that's interesting.
Yep.
So definitely, yeah, one extra year of D2.
Yeah.
Man. Who knows after that?
Bungie Online. Or Destiny Online.
Maybe. See, and that would be a time that makes more sense, you know. You can't... Well, anyways, I won't go into this, but... It doesn't count if it comes out that far down the road. Anyways.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, it has been mentioned, they did mention in the reveal that Destiny, I don't think they specifically mentioned D2 will carry on, but they did say Destiny will carry on.
Yeah.
Which might be a hint that they're planning, like, an upgrade, next software, whatever, maybe, maybe not. If they may keep it at Destiny 2 for another 10 years. I mean, what is it? Dota 2 is still a thing, has been for like 15 years now. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's possible that Destiny 2 will stay, and maybe they can expand things and make things work, or maybe a rotating content can just become the norm. You know, planets vanishing and coming back could become the normal thing. But, yeah, I mean, who knows? But they did say, they definitely did mention that the conclusion of Light and Darkness is not the conclusion of Destiny. Not yet, anyway.
Yeah, and I like that.
Still have ideas.
All right, and then also along with the 6-player matchmaking activity, we have I guess you could call it a weekly. There's going to be, it looks like maybe 3 versions of it, but each week there are multiple upgrades and unlocks and secrets you can see in huge areas, the Shattered Realm.
Yeah, the Shattered Realm. Which I love the fact that they keep adding to the universe of like how things work, because they're actually, I mean, I always like enjoyed these like little pieces where Petra, or is it Mara, one of them, explains to you basically how the Tekians and how Mara navigate to the Ascendant Realm through these ley lines. And so the seasonal activity lets you find these fractured ley lines and the shattered realm as you actually traveling into them. So, yeah, very, like I said, I like world building stuff, and I love how these two events and everything just help, you know, they're connected by their world building, and they just expand on everything we know about just the Destiny universe itself.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Shattered. I mean, when I hopped in there, I know Sin was had explored a bunch even before me and was telling me about, you know, different things you could unlock and go and see and do. And I was having fun last night or the night before. I've been actually, for being a new season, I haven't played as much as I normally would have, but I was able to hop in for an hour or so last night or the night before, I forget, and really explored a bunch more. And it took me a while to figure out you couldn't do certain things until you do certain things, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a first, me being ahead of you on that, because normally I'm the one asking for help.
Right, I knew that you couldn't like interact with everything yet, but I didn't know you couldn't interact with even the ones you should have been able to until you did something else. Because the first time I passed it was just to pass it.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Mode A, linear, you pass the boss. But then I went back in and I didn't know you had to kind of do something to do something else. So it took me a while. I'm like, these things aren't working for me.
Because in the Shattered Realm, there's like these little signposts that are the symbols that you see in Last Wish and Shattered Throne. So I guess these Awoken symbols, we'll call them now, on these like posts, essentially. But you can't interact with them until you actually align the first beacon. And then they become active. So it's very interesting how layered that is.
Now, the whole area, or that area of the beacon, because there's two beacons. I wasn't sure.
I know, but I think once you get the first beacon, I think they all just light up. I think. I cannot, because I'm wanting to say even the ones close to the second beacon are active before you even activate the second beacon. And let me say, it probably took me 20 minutes to find the second beacon.
Yeah.
Because that was my issue with Shattered Throne. I definitely enjoy when a game doesn't hold your hand, but in an environment like Shattered Throne and Shattered Realm, Bungie, hold my hand a little more, please. Like, show me where to go. I get so lost in those like huge open areas with all that stuff, and
there was a lot going on for sure.
Yeah.
And but that,
I think that's part of the fun, though. Getting lost a little bit for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I found like two areas that I thought was going to progress me, but ended up being dead ends for secret stuff that I couldn't activate. So
yeah.
Yep. Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with. It'll help this season definitely go on a little more.
Yeah. Like it'll be fun. Like those that don't want to like look up guides to find everything are definitely gonna have fun exploring the nooks and crannies of the Shattered Realm.
Yes. It's fun, but almost slightly annoying too, because I don't care how good everyone's eyesight is, it can be a little hard to see and figure your way around.
And Bungie did mention that, of course, because it's like such a low contrast environment, that it can like increase your eye strain. So they do advise you to adjust your contrast and brightness settings, or yeah, not contrast, but your brightness settings, kind of help alleviate some of that. So, yeah.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. And of course, not without some bugs to be expected. But if you were wondering, if you haven't been keeping up in the Discord, why you cannot collect all the things for this weekly seasonal triumph, it's because it was bugged for a bit. And unless you collected a very certain one first, which no one's going to get that one first.
Right. It's wheel. Like all the. It's like it was the fourth one I found or something.
Yeah. So anyways, most of us, unless you haven't hopped in it at all, if you haven't, actually, good on you, because it's fixed now if you haven't hopped in at all. But if you have hopped in, then most of us are stuck at not passing that weekly triumph. But good news is they said we can get the pass next week.
We'll be hopped back in. It is fixed. We'll just have to wait a week. It's just a bummer, because the only thing I don't like about this seasonal activity, that bird, I don't know, I still don't know how I feel about it, because it was the same way with Season of the Chosen, with the Battlegrounds, and the fact that your rank for the seasonal vendor is tied to completing the seasonal challenges, or certain seasonal challenges.
Yeah.
I kind of preferred the grindy, or the grind... Or the grind aspect to Splicer, where the more you played, the more you ranked up. But I can also see the benefits of this setup. It's just, I still don't know which I really prefer. Oh, God, I'm about to sneeze.
Well, I'm really feeling it the way this time around, how they're kind of holding it back. We have this huge mission with 52 steps, but not really, because it's we can only do so many per week, and so it's just really gonna get, each week we really need to come back and just do the stuff, and we can't unlock certain things until we come back each week. And in some aspects I kind of like that. I don't know. Let's ask us again at the end of the season. We'll have a recap and see how it ultimately was.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like we'll definitely have more things. I mean, good Lord, this just the start, so the honeymoon phase. So.
Yes, exactly right.
Overwhelmed with all the new bounties, the seasonal triumphs, all the getting your artifact up to snuff so you can get all the new mods to play with.
Yes. And also, for those that didn't read, there's a new armor element. You can have stasis on your armor. And they do have specific stasis-elemented armor mods that you can unlock. Also, ghosts have mods that focus armor drops on specific stats for you.
You know, I was going to...
Fantastic.
I just got one to drop tonight, and I don't remember reviewing that, like, at all at any other point, but I saw it was, like, intellect focus, and it guarantees to have a minimum stat number on that.
Mm-hmm.
So and I thought that was pretty interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So that... I love the idea of that, and... I do love crap, I lost it. What did I thought? Oh no, the changes they've made to like there's no more win streaks in Crucible or Gambit. It's basically like a ritual streak now for Crucible, Gambit, and Strikes.
Yes.
They don't, I think I was mentioning it to the guys I was playing Gambit with, you know, shout out to Laz Kato and Zabrek. But I never minded, like for Gambit and Crucible, I never minded being awarded, like having a skill based reward where if you win, things progress easier. I never really minded that. But I do so much prefer this new system, which instead of rewarding you on the skill base, it's just rewarding you for investing time into a ritual activity, which I kind of think feels better, you know.
It's
basically like Bungie is respecting your time in the playlist rather than how well you can do in the playlist.
And now it actually is meaningful if we leave Gambit Sin. Remember, I always joked before, I'm like, even though the Drifter points his finger at us, it never really mattered before. But now, if we do leave a match, we won't lose our streak with this new system, which is fair for sure.
Not bad. Have you gotten high enough to get the ritual weapon yet? Or you say you're still working on that?
I'm rank 7. You have to be rank 16.
Yes. I was reading that Vanguard should be easier as long as you stay on the same list. Yeah. And for the higher activities, of course, but
yeah, because I mean, I'm going to definitely like speedrun strike still, because again, they're rewarding you for time investment, which sorry, Gator, but I'm still speedrunning strikes because the more strikes you can get, the better off you are. That seasonal weapon now isn't even tied to a quest. It's tied to max rank, essentially. So the first time you hit max rank in any of them, you get the seasonal rocket launcher. And I forget what it's called.
Oh. It's a rocket launcher. I can't remember the name of it either.
Called rocket launcher.
Yeah, it's a rocket launcher. It looks like a prototype Eyes of Tomorrow, which is sick. It has a choice of explosive light, the Wendigo perk, where picking up orbs of light increases its blast radius and damage. Or chain reaction, which, as Salvager Salvo taught us, is very fun. It has impulse amplifier, and it's a lightweight rocket frame, which means it has innate tracking. Good to go, man. And it has impact casing. It's good to go, man.
Yeah.
Our live in the chat correspondent.
Intern.
And we also want to give a shout out to, we've been having good discussions behind the scenes. Phoenix for joining the Arisen Phoenix for joining the chat. Thank you, sir.
Indeed. Yes, very sir.
Very good input on your thought of the season. We I don't know if we have time to talk about it tonight, but we definitely, you know, it's good to hear from everyone's opinions on things.
Indeed. We do so enjoy when people come in and have a nice chat with us. It's fantastical.
And unfortunately, speaking of time, do we want to go through TWAB tonight? Or if you do, I unfortunately have an emergency that came up.
No.
So
I would say probably the TWAB is not necessarily needed because it does do a lot of review.
They and that's get into it another many time. Months down the road, so maybe we can focus on it a little bit.
It's a lot of review, and I will basically TLDR the entire TWAB. Or too long, can't cover right now, whatever that acronym is. They give us a preview of Void 3.0, which is going to be launched with Witch Queen. That's it. They give us some previews of some abilities for each class. That's it.
With the Void. Yeah. No, awesome. Thanks. Yeah, sorry to cut us short here. I mean, we kind of got through all our impressions, like the main things that are going on. We will have a lot to talk about these next, obviously, every week. So let us know, seriously, like write us in the Discord what you think of the season so far, Witch Queen. We will be following up with so much more of this information. Again, sorry, we have a shorter show.
And one thing to cover, since you did mention running into the problem earlier, not being able to progress through the gate in Vault. Apparently, if you leave to orbit and come back, you can pass through.
Yes. So, or if someone else gets through, you can also pull them, which is supposedly another technique.
Well, leaving and coming back actually allows you to not have to double back to get the rewards.
No, that's why I was trying to tell him tonight, Des.
I don't think that works, though, 100%, because we tried to
find one and it does.
Well, sir, you can argue with Bungie, okay? Because that's not from me. That's from Bungie Help.
I'm sure you were leaving wrong, Sin.
I went to hard orbit all wrong.
I mean, that's fair.
Good times. And speaking
of raw,
and speaking of issues, I have my database all up to date with. It's been, you know, whenever a new season comes, it's crazy hectic to write all the new issues, and then as they quickly affix some, I've already removed some and added new ones. So check out, along with, I also want to get the shout out on Des and Sin stuff, but check out our D2 Index channel where you can find Known Issues in Destiny 2 spreadsheet. You can also find, for all your Destiny clothing needs, IRLEververse.com.
I wouldn't call it all the Destiny clothing. I would say all the TGH clothing, which is two shirts right now.
That's what you wrote, for all your Destiny clothing needs.
I'm pretty sure that's what you wrote.
I just read the script. Did I? Okay, yeah. My bad.
Because I updated the and put the code on there, I think, for anybody in the Discord that wanted to save the money. Because I did it at basically making no profit from it, since it's a site that I run.
Soon to be closed. No,
you're right.
Go ahead, Jess, to say.
I assume you're going to be keeping yours up to date?
Yes, it will be updated. I'm taking this week to play the game. So by the time you're listening to this, I have potentially started, but definitely don't. Basically, next reset is probably when I'll start updating the index to include the weapons. It's 31 weapons, so it's not going to be too awful. So yeah. Excellent. So not yet, but it will be coming.
All right, well, we all have that to look forward to also.
Indeed.
All right, well, again, let us know. We also love reviews for the podcast. If you've not reviewed us yet, please do so. And we will even read your review on the air.
Indeed.
All right. Well, where can we find you, Dez, including your weapons index?
There you go. You're getting there. If I can get this out of my throat. Thank you.
Anyway, you can find me on Twitter. Information goodness.
Right.
Sorry, go ahead.
The home of the index, other than our Discord, is on Twitter at DES_Raven, where is my pinned tweet. And you can occasionally find me there, where I super rarely post on things. And like when we were on Potato Thumb podcast, and I posted a thing there. That was it for months. It's probably going to be it for months. Just saying. But you can also find me in the Discord. It's chilling, lurking, occasionally piping up, but people have lore questions, which might be a little more common now that the new season's out. But anywho, Sin.
Oh man, they can find me playing on my Hunter tonight, which is the first time in a long time, or over on Twitter at Sin_Media. Kingsley Mac.
Yes, you can find me all the places as Kingsley Mac, except for Twitter, where I am MC Kingsley. You can find our show very easily, either on Twitter as The Guardian Hub, or on our lovely website, theguardianhub.com.
Ooh, The Guardian. Dang it.
You're fired.
Fired. The best hub on the net.
Yeah, you came
one
in
job,
with a nice
one
voice.
Job.
One job, and I blew it.
That's okay.
I still blame Kingsley for being off those couple weeks, because I was in the groove of saying the opposites.
And you all did an excellent job with that. Yes. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in another week. We really appreciate you all for listening. Thank you so much. And we will see you again next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.